Amen. Yes, arrivo. 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 The battery is low.
By the mercy of Sri Guru and Gaurang. Yesterday, Vishwadevan Maharaj. Yesterday, we went to Gantholi, Gulalkund, Bahej, Dirgpur, and thereafter, Charan Pahadi, Lukluki Kund, Bhojan Thali, Bandej Charan Pahari, the Bandej footprints, Bandej's footprints, Radha Gopinath, Vrinda Devi, Rameshwar Mahadev, and thereafter Vimal Kund, Yashoda Kund, Rameshwar Kund, all these places you visited yesterday. You have heard katha about Gantholi this morning. Kamyavan katha also you heard. In Kamyavan, whatever desires we have, it is able to fulfill all the desires. That's why it is known as Kamyavan. Kam means especially those desires which the gopis have, what the desires, if you desire those desires what the gopis have, they will, Kamyavan will fulfill those desires. Especially Rameshwar Mahadev is there. It can fulfill all the desires. That's why its name is, his name is Kameshwar Mahadev. You went to these places, to Dharamkund, where Dharmaraj Yudhishthir, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, etc. also visited this place. Maharshi Durvasa Rishi visited this place. You know about those pastimes, you have heard about it yesterday. Now, so about Kamyavan, the entire pastimes, Padmanabha Maharaj, yeah, to speak about Kamyavan.
Thank you. Thank you. through messages by which the arrangements may be made for the beautiful avatar, the beautiful teaching of Radha Krishna in different places all throughout the world. And Vrinda Devi is so much assisting Srimati Radhika. She is so much inspiring for Srimati Radhika, Radha Bhaksha. So she is one of the infinite stockings of Srimati Radhika. And therefore, also, Srila Gurudev has established his temple in Sri Vrindavan. Although Vrinda Devi has left the forest of Vrindavan and is now there in Kamyala, but Srila Gurudev has re-established Vrinda Devi in his Srirupa Gaudiya Math temple in Sevapuri. So there, everyone may come from all over the world and attain the darshan of Srimati Vrinda Devi. So in addition to Vrinda Devi, darshan, there is the darshan of the deities of Govinda and Gopika, and there are temples that were established in those very places where those deities were situated, and those deities that are established there are the Pratipum expansion of the original deity that were relocated in Jaipur. So those Pratipum expansions are actually considered to be non-different than the original deities and are as powerful. So anyone who takes the darshan of those deities in the forest of Kamyala has also a great opportunity to have the darshan of the original deity of Govinda and Gopinathji. Then there is also a very divine kunda called Vimala Kunda. And it is described in Srila Gurudev's Parikra book, from which he has attained some very authoritative sources, that this Vimala Kunda was manifested by what divine pastime that took place once when Pushkar, who is called Kirtiraj, generally they come to Raj Michael during the Chaturmasya time. All the sacred holy places they visit to Sri Vrindavan, to Raj Michael during the Chaturmasya time. So when Sri Krishna was performing his pastime 5,000 years ago, and he was situated there in Kamyala, then at that time Pushkar Raj, he did not come. So Sri Krishna began to meditate upon Pushkar. But by his divine meditation, suddenly a beautiful stream of water came shooting up from the earth. And within that stream, there was a very beautiful young girl, Kishori. And that Kishori performed so many beautiful pastimes with Sri Krishna and satisfied him so much. Then Sri Krishna gave her the name Vimala Devi, and he gave her the benediction that she could always be situated there in Kamyala. So, therefore, that Kunda is named after that deity, Vimala Devi, who is a gopi there in Vrindavan. And there was also another pastime. Yes. There was one king named Vimala, and he was situated in the Sindhu province. So this king Vimala had 6,000 wives. None of those wives were actually able to give birth, strangely enough, to any child for the king. But then one great rishi came there, Jagyavalkya Rishi, and he gave a benediction to them that they would have children. So the benediction came true, and all these wives were able to produce so many beautiful young girls. And these young daughters were actually from previous life during the pastime of Srimad Chandra. They were the ladies of Ayodhya who desired to have a relationship with Lord Ram in Madhurya Rasa. They wanted to have him as their husband. So, in Janakpuri at that time, so they were given the benediction by Lord Ram that they would be able to take birth in Krishna's Leela. So they took birth as the daughters of King Vimala. Now King Vimala began to search where there is a suitable husband for my daughters. King Vimala came to understand about the glories of Sri Krishna. So he sent the royal emissary to come to Rajvarnala, but particularly he was coming to Mathura. But as he was coming to Mathura, it's a long way, he met Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma Dev instructed him that Sri Krishna is now residing in Vrindavan. So at that time, the emissary came and met Sri Krishna and told him of the king's desire that these young daughters would be married to him. So Sri Krishna actually fulfilled the king's desire and the desire of these young girls. And he went to get them from the king and he brought them to this very place in Kanyavan, where Lila Bhakuni is. There, Sri Krishna accepted and fulfilled their desire, and he also performed a lot of Lila with them there. And they became so overwhelmed with joy and happiness that so many tears came from their eyes and formed this kunda. Therefore, Lila Kunda is created from the tears of these beautiful young girls who have their desire fulfilled to become the beloved devotees of Sri Krishna. So in this way, Lila Kunda has these two pastimes in connection with Lila Kunda. Then there are also pastimes of the Pandavas. Because 5,000 years ago, when the Pandavas were exiled, then they stayed for a very long time there in Kalyavan, very near to that place of Bhimalakuni. And so one pastime is that while the Pandavas were staying in that area, it was very hot in the summertime. And there was a very intense sun, and most of the kundas and rivers had dried up in that area. So the Pandavas had been wandering in the area looking for water, but now they could not find it.
So we keep up with the story. As the Pandavas were searching for water, Yudhishthira Maharaj sent first him to look for water to Bhima.
Sahadev.
And Bhima came upon the city. He saw the water from a tree and we heard so there water there. So he walked over there on this beautiful room. As he was about to take water, one voice came, "Hey, Padam, don't drink unless you answer my question first." And he was thinking, "Oh, what are you?" And he wanted to get the water. "Hey, don't drink otherwise." But he drank the water and he became unconscious. After some time, not seeing him coming back, Yudhishthira sent Arjun came and saw his son, his brother, lying there. Then voice came, "Padam, don't drink before you answer my question." He didn't take care, he also fell down as dead. Afterwards, Sahadev was sent, then treatment. Afterwards, Nakula was sent, then treatment. Then Yudhishthira came and he saw four brothers lying there. And he was about also to drink, but he was so thirsty. And then, that boy came, "Oh, first, you have to answer my question." Then he was, "Padam, the airport." And so many questions were asked. The most famous one are, "What is Japan? What are the news?" Then, what is the most wonderful thing? And who is happy? So many questions were asked of the four main ones. And then there was one boy came like a baka, a crane. Actually, who was like a yaksha. He took his form as a yaksha. And he said, "First, you answer my question." And Yudhishthira answered so many of the questions. One of them was also what is heavier, what is more higher than the sky, the father is higher. What is heavier than the earth, mother is heavier. What is the path? That he said that there are so many different creatures. And then Dhammachatatman Vita Guhanyam. To understand what is actually the truth is very difficult. It's Guhyam, it's hidden in the heart of the saint. So Mahachananyana Vedvata Pamta. The real path is to follow the path of the Mahachananyana they are trained. Then that was a good answer. What is the news? The news that everyone is rushing within the jaws of death. And the whole world is of a big white man. The days and nights are of the human and time is cooking. And then what was the level of time is cooking them over and over. It's the sum of the whole news of this world. Shiman Charya, what is the most amazing thing? Oh, Ahani, Ahani, Kutani, Yashamila Yamalaya, everyone we see is going to Yama. Yama, the God of death. But, although everyone is seeing, when Karanta died, his parents are dying for a time right and left, everyone is acting as all. This will happen only to others, it won't happen to me. This is actually the most amazing thing. Then who is happy? Oh, someone who has no death, someone who is living in his own house, and someone who can cook his own herb, no, like that. But I believe that who has no death, only the mother has no death, because by serving Krishna, Buddha Shiva, whatever, Shiva, Buddha Shiva, Everyone who is surrendering to Krishna, automatically all the debts that they have accumulated by coming into this world, to the daily gods, to the ancestors, to the rishi, to other fellow beings, they are cancelled, so he has no debt. And he, in his own house, makes a devotee, because he's living in Vrindavan, he's not even guide anymore. So therefore he is considered to be a happy person. So when the Yaksha heard all those nine answers, he said, oh, I am fully satisfied. Now we can pick up one of your brothers. So he just said, give me Nakul. And the Yaksha said, Nakul, not Bhim or Arjun to help you fight the wars. He said, no, because I am the son of Kunti. And so there's one son of Kunti alive. And there were two sons of Kunti. Nakul is one of them. It's only fair that one of us not to be alive. But then Yaksha heard this, he said, oh, you are so attached to Dharma, you can take all your sons, all your brothers back. I'm so pleased to take all of them back. And they all came back to Yaksha. So this is the story of the Dharma Kuru that we had a chance to go. And also the one with Shatam Pahari. Now, after having taken the feast on the bank of Vimana Kuru, we sacrificed the Bodhavan tradition of taking the lamp, and we had only 10 minutes to take a lamp in the car, in the bank, and then we went up to Dajjajik walk to Shalom Sahari, where the feet of the Lord, they are imprinting in the rock. Now, it is said that we are consciousness and we are made of consciousness. But what we know for consciousness is us first. Now, our mind has been saturated with so many impressions. Bad impression for so many births, that comes first. So the really about his closest mercy, he's going to try to come up, and he's dragging us behind him, taking us to all those places, so we can supplement our consciousness with nine physical Krishna comes first. And one of the best samsas we can have at the first of the first three footprints, they are in the rock, and praying that, oh, my heart is like a piece of stone. Why did you put such a small instead of a heart in my arm, in my chest? The way that your good sound has melted the rock, let it also melt my heart, that your footprint also come in my heart. Because Krishna does not speak. Now, I remember very beautiful class given by Shiva Madhav Maharaj in Italy, that after the soul of Krishna speaks, a different mark. No. And by meditating on each one of the different ones, the different effect is given. I remember that if you meditate on the gold, elephant, no, dragon gold, you should have Krishna's foot. It will help you control your mind. If you meditate on the lotus flower, another effect will be given. I have older than I have bigger. But the idea that if you meditate on Krishna's feet, everything is there to see. We know Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami for his beautiful Chaitanya Charitamrita, Govindikas and Lilakrita, that we don't mention to read too much. But also there's one very beautiful book, Sukha Charitamrita, very beautiful song of all the birds when they wake up Krishna and Bala in the morning. And they describe Krishna's birth to sleep. They say that at the three Sangha, at the Dwayana of Krishna's birth to sleep, the white Ganga of his toenail, and the black Jamuna of the upper part of his feet, and the red Sarasvati of the under the sole of his feet, they meet together, and they the mind. When you reach the completion of sleep, you know, everything that is a dream of becomes completely fulfilled. Just by making the image of them, all anxiety goes away. By touching them, all good fortune is coming. So those who love to speak of Krishna, they become the whole land of Vrindavan. And Krishna is taking us there and there to the different Charan Bahari. During this time, we are able to see Charan Bahari. We have seen one, two more to go. Because by going there and meditating on those love to speak, by touching them, there is so much coming into our heart. Gurudev wants to give us something wonderful which is in his heart. The spark of our heart is going to stop. So he's taking us to those places, so our heart becomes very soft, and we can give what he wants to give. Gurudev is pretending to give a glass. He's not giving a glass actually. He's opening the storehouse of love from his heart and wants to give it to us. But we have to be able to receive. That's how Gurudev before that is taking all this nice paragraph, taking us to all those holy places, so that our heart becomes or continue to receive something. Because if the heart is too hard, often the rain of mercy or mechanistic grow in it. Therefore, the reader is taking us to those places. Also, he said that under the pretext of creating some angels just for Krishna's love to speak, the creator Brahma has put two miracles to put fruit for the powers of Radha's eyes. It's explained like that. The whole body of Krishna has been described, so has different weapons, and the whole idea of the time is to attract even the lives of the devotees, especially the higher devotees and devotees. They said that, oh, the young girls that are not as tall, that imagine that she has his ankle, they're too small for playing with. So by meditating again and again and going to the different places, we become more and more absorbed in transcendental self, and that can take away all the mental self which are still occupying our mind. So I won't take much more time. Once you have a little bit of time, you have to be able to do it. I'm responsible for the... Is it more like that? I'm responsible for some of the words. Not one.
Rameshwar Kumbh, Masalam Prabhu.
Oh my God, the young sister, Jnana and Jatikala Vyas, Chakru Vrindhitam Jenam Tatmai Sri Gurave Nam Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Sadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tathagataya Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Priya Advaita Gadadhar Vivadati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare.
Yesterday, we visited under the guidance of Gurudev. We performed Kamdevan. We had darshan of Shri Kamdevan. And from earlier when we used to go with Gurudev, we used to go earlier with Gurudev that time in Kamyavan. Very many years back, we used to stay there around 3 days. In 3 days, there are many paths and places of the Lord. Then Gurudev used to take us in all those places. But now, instead of 3 days, we are going 1 day. We used to stay there. And 1 day, we have darshan of all these places from a distance. We don't go near some places also. Yesterday, when we were having darshan, when we reached Charanpahari, on the top of Charanpahari, many pastime places we saw from distance. There is one place Setubandh Rameshwar. Rameshwar Setubandh. One time Krishna, along with the gopis, is performing his pastimes and he reached this place. Immediately Krishna said to the gopis, "Do you know who am I?" "Yes, we know. You are Nanda Baba's son, Krishna Kanhaiya. Thief of butter. Oh, you are cowherd maidens. You don't know about my glory. I am that Narayan. I am that Matsya, that Kurma. I am that Ram. I am was Ram. Yes. You always keep boasting. This is your very nature. This is your second nature. You don't believe any word what you say. You are Ram. Yes, I made this bridge across the ocean. Oh, if you are Ram, Ramchandra, he made a bridge on the ocean. It is something beyond imagination. Rama had never imagined that Ram would be able to cross this ocean by making a bridge on the top of this ocean. Rama, it was beyond his imagination. But Bhagavan Ram, that which is inconceivable, unimaginable, he made it possible. That's why to Nal and Neel and other army members, the monkeys, he wrote Ram on each and every stone, and those stones were made to float on the water, and he made a bridge across the ocean. When you do this, that what was impossible, what Ram did, Krishna said, "I can't show you." Then Krishna, he meditated on the monkeys, he remembered them. Suddenly, lost by the desire of Krishna, many, many armies of monkeys arrived there, many, many monkeys, and he ordered them to make a bridge on the water. All the monkeys, they collected so many boulders, and they wrote Sri Ram's name on all these boulders, and he made a bridge. They would leave the stones on the water the way he, Ramchandraji, had made. Maharaji had taken us to this place. Sometime we had darshan of this place. Now also, as a sign, this bridge is still present there. Bhagavan, there are such pastime places where Krishna has manifested. It is all proving that Krishna is no ordinary person. In Lukluki Kund also we had darshan from the top of this hill, where Shyam Sundar, along with the Braj gopis, in water, he used to play hide and seek. There, Prabhupada and Saraswati also, for 14 years, he performed his sadhan bhajan. That Kund, how he used to play hide and seek once, Krishna sometimes becomes a thief, sometimes Radharani becomes a thief. It is described that what you can do is, sometimes Krishna will hide inside the water, and sometimes he says to Radharani, "You as the thief have to catch Krishna." Now Krishna, what he used to do, that water in which Vrinda Devi, for nourishing Krishna's pastime, she has manifested four types of lotus flowers, blue, white, red, yellow, golden lotus flowers used to blossom there in this pond. Now Shyam Sundar, when he used to hide himself, he used to hide among the blue lotus flowers. Now Krishna himself is blue, and his face is described as the lotus face. His body, entire body is lotus compared to the lotus, his eyes, his hands, everything. But he used to hide his face above the water and stand amongst the blue lotus flower. Because his complexion is exactly similar to the blue lotus flowers, now Radharani is searching, she can't find him. Why? Because his face is lotus, she used to become bewildered. Then this is a lotus flower, not Krishna. Searching him all over, Radharani used to become tired. And she says, "Oh, Sundar, I have lost. You tell yourself, where are you?" And Krishna used to appear himself. And Shyam Sundar is becoming the thief. He has to search for Radharani. Radharani also, how is her face? Her face is also tapit. Hans and Gaurangi, the complexion of molten gold. That's why Radharani's face is like the lotus flower also. Now, where yellow colored lotus flowers are blossoming, she reached that place, and amongst those flowers, she would hide herself. And she would just put her face up in the water, only her face visible, and her face is lotus face, and Krishna is again searching her, but he can't find Radha. It's only golden lotus flowers, and Krishna also says, I lost. You please appear yourself. And Radha gets up from the sand in the water, and in amongst these lotus flowers, Nityakrubi could also sometimes used to say, let's dive together in this water. How long one can hide himself holding his breath under the water? Let's see. So they both would take a dive, Krishna and Radharani together. Krishna is very clever. And so they would take a dive together, but Krishna, he would get in the middle, take a breath, and again dunk himself deep inside. And then Radharani, when she gets up, she says, so long, he's able to hold his breath. And Krishna would again dance, see, you lost. Like this, very many beautiful hide and seek pastimes that have been performed there. Sometimes Shantan Gaur would dive under the water, and he would take bath wherever the gopis are taking bath. He would just, like a crocodile, he would just pull their legs, literally. So that's why this place is known as Lukluki Kund. Our Prabhupada Saraswati, who is Tunga Vidya herself, himself, he performs his bhajan and sadhana in this place, and in this Braj, which is full of Krishna's pastimes. Why the different Goswamis have performed bhajan in different places? Why? Because this dham is reminding us of all the pastimes of the Lord. Wherever we go, all those pastimes performed in those places will manifest in our heart. The dust of that place, they are all immersed in the pastimes of the Lord. As soon as you come in contact with this dust, all those pastimes are manifest in our heart. The dust has the potency to do so. So Maharaji, many, many years back, he used to take us to these places. He had darshan of these places. Now there are great number of devotees now. So it's not possible for maintaining and making residence arrangement for all these devotees. Translation. Not coming? That is not. Stop.
So there are many years ago, Mr. Nikola, you're the first to steal the butter from the house of the gopi, you're there, you're there.
Some red, some blue,
some white, some yellow lotus. So Krishna, he went high to Krishna, said to the gopis, first you find me, and Krishna, he got to know that he would want black lotus.
You have a mobile?
So Krishna would be nice like that.
Me,
like
a mobile phone? Lotus.
And all the gopis were looking, so they could not find.
No, 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 I want it to be switched off.
We could not find
it.
You have made it up, where are you, Krishna? I'm here. Because, anyway, so, and all the Krishna's eyes like these, so the gopis could not understand where is he. Then Radhika, and then Krishna said to the gopis, don't come to me, now you hide and seek. So Radhika, her complexion is like molten gold, and her hair is like these. Then Radhani put her lotus face and said something, send us on the water. And Krishna was looking everywhere, but could not find. Then Krishna said, gopis, I could not find you, I've defeated. Then Radhika said, I am here. So they also would have said, the gopis would be bathing on the other side of the lagoon, and Krishna would go underwater like a crocodile. And then he would grab Radhani's lotus feet and pull her in the water, and all the gopis would such many nice pastimes there. Go for them, Anandji.
It's it off.
Yes, sir.
It's okay now. Jadra tried to kidnap Draupadi, and how when the Pandavas came back, he captured them. How nearby he performed a festival, and on the order of Indra, he was kidnapped, Virodhan, and thereafter Arjun rescued him from Chitrasen. All these are essentially spoken in Bengali. Vishnudevan Maharaj. Agar Hindi to main Bangla. Hindi, Hindi. Hindi. Silence, please. Krishna, you are right. Krishna, Bangla, after all, Krishna. First of all, I'm paying my emphasis to Om Shri Bhagavan, as well as Sri Krishna, the Kivadan, the Lion, the Long Time, the Master of the State, and the Master of the Lion, the Kivadan, the Lion, the Lion, as well as Sri Krishna, the Kivadan, the Lion, Narayan Samara, Lord of Sleep. Also, I am offering my innumerable Sashtang Vendavas. Thereafter, present all the sannyasis, the ladies and gentlemen, mothers, I offer my appropriate respect and greeting. Shri Prabhupada has ordered in Kamya 1 all the pastimes regarding the father to speak about all those pastimes. When you have performed before also all these parikrams, you know that Pandavas have all taken shelter of Krishna. With one task that he does, he is performing 5-7 tasks. There is an example quoted how when the Pandavas, they lost the dice in the dice game, then the wager was that they will serve 12 years in the empire and 1 year as they will hide themselves. If in the last year, 13th year, they are found, and again they will have to go in the exile for 12 years. And for 12 years, they stayed in the forest and they would eat fruit, vegetables, etc., collected from the forest. And Draupadi would cook some grain. One time, they were saying, Kame won, and the five Pandavas had five brothers, and the Kauravas had 100 brothers. Draupadi is very beautiful. She has taken birth from the mother's womb. She has appeared from the fire, 55. Very good looking. So beautiful. And in this chamber, all the kings wish to get married to her. And the all the Kauravas have one sister, Vishala, and she has as well Jayadrath. And this Jayadrath tried to kidnap Draupadi when he one time came in the forest. He stopped her on the way once when all the Pandavas are away from the hut. Oh, why do you wander in the forest like a beggar? I can make you a queen. She says, oh, Jayadrath, you are my relative. I am like your mother. You should not behave with me like this, Jayadrath. He is completely bewildered by love. He held her by the hand. He forgotten the strength of the Pandavas. Now she wants to pull her on the chariot. She is a female. And here, Jayadrath is forcing her to climb on the chariot. What she can do? In the end, she begins to cry, please, Arjun. And this time, Yudhishthir Maharaj, everybody when they hear the cries of Draupadi, Bhim and Arjun, both of them begin to run. Bhim is the incarnation of Vayu, wind. And Jayadrath can run faster than him. Indra is the incarnation, past incarnation of Arjun is the past incarnation of Indra. They find Arjun sent some arrows which surrounded the chariot. And now Bhim ran to this place where Jayadrath was. He ran away even further than the chariot. Then finally Bhim and Arjun, they caught the chariot. And he said, definitely, I'm going to kill him. I'll not leave him alive. Thereafter, they brought him to brother Yudhishthira. They are about to kill him. Yudhishthira Maharaj says, you please give us order. They asked him to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj says, they have committed no offense to Draupadi. You should ask her what she desires. Draupadi says, it is not proper to kill him. Why? Because our only one sister, your only one sister, she will become widowed. Dushala is the sister of the Kauravas. Krishna, Pandavas are the cousins, that's why for them also sister. That's why. They are asking to Krishna, who is present. Arjun decided to kill, and Draupadi says, not to kill. Oh, our sister will become widowed. What to do? They are now in bewilderment. Then Krishna says, to insult a respectable person is equivalent to death. So you should disfigure him. Desire liberation and material who have desires, they all of them are very peaceful. All those who don't have these desires, but those who desire bhakti or liberation, they all of them have, only all of them their troubles. But the Pandavas, because they don't have such desires, they are still all living in exile, they are quite happy. Now all the Kauravas are coming to the exile. In exile, they are still happy because of the association of so many devotees around them, saintly persons. Now, Kauravas are having sort of party and they are trying to please the Pandavas. And Indra, saw this, he became very annoyed with the Kauravas. and the Chitrasen, being king of the Gandharvas, Gandharva, he sent him, and he conquered, defeated Duryodhan, and is bringing him to the world, the heavenly planet. And Duryodhan is crying on the way, help me, help me. Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he heard, as soon as he heard, he says, oh Bhim, see, Duryodhan is crying. You go, protect him, help him, free him from the Arjuna. Said, what? I should go and free Duryodhan. Don't you remember that Bhim says that he tried to hero Draupadi, he tried to kill me by giving poison, he tried to kill us, let him die, let him be kidnapped. But Yudhishthira Maharaj said, Arjun, see, at least you go. Arjun, what to do? Oh, elder brother, he's saying, he agreed to obey, he has to obey. He's describing, see, he's my saying, when there is quarrel among us, when we are five, they are 100. But when somebody from outside is attacking us, then we are 105 together. Now somebody from outside has attacked us, Chitrasen, go and free him. Arjun went to Chitrasen, he defeated, he brought Duryodhan, and what he did, he made a staircase, arrows in the sky, and this he rolled down the staircase of arrows, and he fell down straight at Minister's feet. He felt so insulted. They are my enemies, and I have to fall down at their feet. Again he decided. One, he decides that he will have a battle against them. He felt very insulted. Once when Draupadi said in the palace that blind son is also blind, when he slipped in the palace, Draupadi lost because of this. He felt insulted. Now also he became filled very insulted. Due to these reasons, Mahabharat battle was performed. This was one of the reasons for the great battle of Mahabharata. Draupadi had one vow given by the benediction of Suryadeva that till Draupadi will not take her meal, this pot will keep on supplying. And when she will eat, then the meal will not be, will not supply any more meals. One day, Krishna is devising all this, who is protected by Krishna, nobody can kill him. If Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can protect him. Now, Durvasa Rishi, who is the Shankarji's incarnation, because of many reasons, he is, by many pastimes, he is glorifying the devotees. You heard about the pastime of Ambarish, how he glorified by his pastime the devotee Ambarish. One day, Durvasa Rishi, in Hastinapur, he served Durvasa Rishi very, very deeply, with lot of care. Then Durvasa Rishi becomes satisfied and he says, I want to give you benediction. Duryodhan says that, Duryodhan says, I need only one benediction, that you have given me a chance to serve. But I also want that you should also go and give them a chance to serve, but only on one condition, that go at around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He has not told that when she will finish. Indirectly he is speaking that go at that time when she will finish her meal. Durvasa Rishi is always traveling with his 10,000 disciples, with 60,000 disciples. One day with 60,000 disciples, he reached his place in the afternoon when Draupadi has finished her meal. And he reaches his place and he says to Yudhishthira, oh Rajan, okay, please arrange for our prasad. Yudhishthira Maharaj offered Draupadi and he said, oh Rishiva, nothing to worry. I will, you just go and take bath and I will arrange for all your meals. Then, when the saint person went away to Vimalapur, Yudhishthira Maharaj is calling him Arjun Nakul Sade, and he says, and Draupadi can, they decide what to do, then they say that Draupadi can only tell us how to proceed. Draupadi says, oh, I also had my meal and I have kept that pot after training. Only after the sunset I can serve another meal. What to do? Everybody is worrying. And now we are in the forest. It's not possible now. The saintly persons will come, now they will completely destroy us by their curse. They started to meditate on Krishna. Krishna immediately came to that place and Draupadi is waiting for Krishna, very eagerly. And says to Draupadi, oh, I'm so hungry, oh Draupadi. I'm dying from hunger. Give me something to eat. I have already suggested a reason. You are also asking me something to eat. You are also suffering from hunger. Draupadi says, oh Prabhu, I have finished my meals after serving my husband. Krishna says, bring your bowl anywhere. In that bowl there is one rice grain is stuck at the bottom and it takes this grain rice and it says, this was me, I am satisfied. All the world is satisfied. Krishna is satisfied, all the world is satisfied. Why? Within Krishna is the entire universe. All the world is within Krishna's womb, belly. If Krishna is satisfied, everybody is satisfied. And the Rasa Rishi and all his disciples are also satisfied. He says to him, go and bring the Rishi. He is going with his club to Vimala Kund. He is twisting his moustache up in Nisha and he says, oh Rishivar, please come quickly. The Rasa Rishi has something. Oh, he has a club and his moustache is twisted up. Now what to do? I am completely satisfied. If I don't go, Bhim will kill us with the club. So they dunk themselves in the water and through the air they just vanish away from that place. So now all these pastimes were performed in Vimala Kund and around. Of course there are many, many more pastimes some other time and you will hear more pastimes.
Holy Master, there of Krishna the Father. Then one time Jayatra, he was attracted by Draupadi's beauty because Draupadi is also called Krishna. Krishna at that time he was like this universe. Some perfections is like Krishna. In fact, in all the Father, the Draupadi has no perfection for Krishna. That was Draupadi who was walking in very Madhava, very human Chambiran. So Draupadi Devi, she is like Sita, or like Srimati Radhika, not born from any mother, like Lakshmi, born directly from the Yajna from all time, Bhakti Kala, Sadhya Yoga. Now, when she was looking, she went into water from Vimala Kund. That time Jayadra saw her, she was very attractive. So Jayadra made some improper remarks and went to catch her hand. But Draupadi was so strong like a Kshatriya, she punched Jayadra and put him flat. Then she tried to run, but anyhow Jayadra caught her and put her on a chariot and was running away. That time the Guru of the Pandavas, what is his name? I forget. Daumya. Then he cried, oh my god. And Draupadi was also crying, Master, Bhima. Bhima, Draupadi. She was also crying, Arjuna, Bhima, save me. So Draupadi popped up and indicated to the Pandavas where Jayadra had taken Draupadi. So as you were by his arrows, he surrounded the wrath of Jayadratha. He could not escape. Then Bhimsen picked him up and smashed him on the ground and was going to finish him. But then he dragged him to Yudhisthira. And Jayadratha was related to the Pandavas by marriage. So what should we do? What was the decision? Then Yudhisthira Maharaj said, from dropping a man, your face to dropping him. Therefore, Sri Draupadi will give the punishment. Then
no, Duryodhan's sister. Duryodhan's sister. Duryodhan's sister, Duryodhan.
Sister.
Dushala.
anyway, whatever. So, and, so then Draupadi says, no, no, children. Because then our sister will be widow. So then, since you disrespect someone who is respectful, is worse than death. Then when the father was slapping around with, the chanting some singers. And children are passing a year or 2 years. They let some singing them. So Jayadas is very insulted. Therefore, he says, for people hold austerity for a long time to please Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva said, what benefits do you want? He said, I want you to feed all fathers. Then Shiva said, that's not possible. Then he asked the eternal subject of Shri Krishna. But I will give you the benediction because if we form them, if our children is not present. So when Abhimanyu entered the Chandra in the Mahabharat war, all the other fathers tried to follow behind, but they could not because Jayadrata was there. And our children were fighting.
Okay.
The persons were taken about to fight our children together. Therefore, for that one day, Jayadrata defeated the four Pandavas. And then Arjuna, when he knew that Jayadrata was the cause of the death of my son Abhimanyu, then also Arjuna took a vow, if I do not kill him tomorrow, I will end the fire. And by the trickery of Sri Krishna, then Sri Krishna, Arjuna could take off the head of Jayadrata. Also, there was the other pastime. There was pastime that Duryodhana and his brothers were always trying to torture the Pandavas. They were the Pandavas who had spent 12 years in Manipura, living in the forest. They were Duryodhana, Karna, Sakuni Mama, all they had a big festival just here in Kalyaman. And they were cooking so many band parties, so many 40 barbers, etc. Even at the same, they situated the cannon. So the smell of the cooking would go over to the Pandavas camp. Because Pandavas are only eating like lotus seeds, fruit, only very hard life, like aspirin, throwing all their plates in the Pandavas camp. If they took how much we're throwing, then they thought they would give so much trouble to the Pandavas. But Pandavas always immerse the remembrance of Krishna, they have a world of trouble, cannot disturb them. So that time, Indra became very angry. They are disrespecting my son, Arjuna. Therefore, Indra there, he sent his army commander. Jesus said, you go there and you defeat the Kurus. Therefore, Jesus said, he smashed the Kurus, including Karna, and they had to run from there. And Jesus said, bound Karna like an animal, like bound Duryodhana like an animal with a rope, and he was carried into the sky. That time, Duryodhana was crying, Patal, save me, save me. But all of Duryodhana's army was defeated. That time Yudhisthira said, oh look, my dear brother, Duryodhana, he is in some trouble. He said, you go and save him. I will never do. It's many good things. Indra is doing what we could not do. Because we are bound by the instruction of Yudhisthira. Then would Yudhisthira order Bhima, go and save your brother? Bhima said, I will not do, but Arjuna did. So Arjuna said, Bhima, Chitra said, and Chitra said, dropped him. And Duryodhana was falling from the sky. Then Arjuna made a staircase that went all the way down to Yudhisthira's feet. After Yudhisthira said, listen, we are 5 and they are 100.
Yes.
But when some outside body comes, then we are 105. So when Duryodhana came to the feet of Yudhisthira, then they released him. Then Yudhisthira was very sweet behavior, very nice to him. Then he looked like poison for Duryodhana. And actually Duryodhana wanted to commit suicide by fasting to death. But Shalasana told him not to. Listen, that is the rule of this world. I was also defeated 17 times, but the 18th time I got Krishna. There was the words of Shalasana, Duryodhana had to do to death before the Mahabharata war. So many pastimes in the Pandavas took place. There was one thing very famous. See, Yudhisthira Maharaj, he was always so much in favor of association with sadhus, rishis, and brahmanas. But he always felt sad. They were following me, but I cannot see them proper seva. Then we got a benediction from the sun god that he would have a magic pot. And no matter how much he cooked, it would never be empty as long as until Jogani had not eaten and washed that pot. Because mother and wife, they always eat last, no? So, Durvasa Rishi, he stayed in Hastinapur. Durvasa Rishi was a very difficult person to please. Sometimes he was only for 3 days, in the middle of the night, give me 3 nights, and then I give 3 nights. So Duryodhana served him so perfectly, but he still was full of duplicity. Therefore,
Brahman, where Yudhisthira Maharaj was there, Draupadi had served her guests, the Brahmanas, the guests, and her husband, the last took water pot and placed it upside down. That time the Mother Rishi was 60,000 disciples. Jared, the Yudhisthira Maharaj was very pleased. Oh Maharaj, please take love. When you come back, we will serve you prasad. The Yudhisthira said to Draupadi, please prepare the service of our guests. And Draupadi was sarvanash. I already eat and I cannot serve them. What to do? Then Draupadi remembered to walk with each Krishna. So she called out that Krishna appeared there. Then Krishna said, oh Draupadi, I'm very hungry. I cannot say anything. Then Draupadi said that I am dying by two ways. For this reason I called you. You could make an arrangement and you are also hungry. Then Krishna said, there must be something. She said, nothing. There must be something. Then Krishna's cooking them in that pot, and there was a piece of
grace.
Piece of stock, no? Then Krishna took that, chipped off the yasmin, and drank a glass of water. Yasmin, Sunti, Jayasunti. If Sri Krishna is pleased, then the whole creation is pleased. This is the essence of bhakti. Chala sapta, ilpas, koi, chudalina, choi, Krishna bhakti, koi, sal, kalam, krishna, hoi. By satisfying Krishna, we satisfy everything. Devarishi Buddha, Vinay Vinayana, Yakinka, Vishitarajam, Salabriyam, Salanamsalanam, Vatomakunda, Parinatakarama. By satisfying Krishna, we satisfy all the demigods, all Mara, all the human beings, all the animals, everything is satisfied in the whole creation. So by satisfying Krishna, everything was satisfied, then all the sadhus that were taking baths, they were, oh my God, their stomachs were like that. Then, like a pumpkin, then all of a sudden there's Gurudev, big problem. It seems like we're just taking Anukut Gonsa, our stomach is completely full. And the wisdom of the Master Rishi said, I'm also feeling like that. What to do? That time Krishna said to Bhim, said, you go down there and get all the sadhus for lunch. So Bhim said with his love, and all of a sudden began to pray, oh my God, and the master remembered what happened to him, and as we saw him over the street, imagine what happened when God did this to the Pandavas.
Twisting his mustache.
He said, having his mustache, oh, 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 and all of a sudden he began to pray, and they ran and disappeared by their mystic powers. So how Krishna saved the Pandavas again and again? Go, Prema, Lampi.
Madhuri for the minute.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Thakur. He has described the Skriti Utta Anartha. Skriti Utta Anartha. Aparad Utta Anartha and Bhakti Utta Anartha. He has described all these earlier.
Bhakti
Uttanartha, what does it mean?
Prakam
Bhakti, which is with material desires, the limbs of Bhakti are performed, those limbs of Bhakti are performed with material desires, in them, in this, Tarang Rangini is manifesting in hearing his Harikatha, everybody becomes attracted, especially the ladies. He gets all sorts of material benefits, puja, prasisha, prestige, very dangerous for sannyasis. Be careful. Sannyasis have to be very, very careful regarding this. Describing bhakti, the males become attracted, but also the females become attracted. That time to protect your dharma, it's very difficult. To protect your principles, it's very difficult, and very many chances of fall down. That's why the sannyasis, brahmacharis, everybody should be very, very careful on this matter. mind to become pure as your daughter, mother or sister, and you should offer them pranams to them, respect to them in this way. Thereafter, a person performing namaskara, so if he has a guru, is it useless for such a person to have guru? Who is namaprad? It is described about him. There is one doubt regarding this. After hearing the nam gun qualities, past tense of the Lord, Mathuravas, Mute, serving the Lord with Shraddha. These five in bhakti, all the tirthas, all the Ganga and etc., all the holy places, they can give perfection. Bhagavad Prasad is this transcendental. All these instructions are statements are written in the shastras. But even after hearing for a long time the Lord's names, qualities, pastimes, etc., still person, somebody does not attain prem. Person is staying in Tirtha, the holy place, still he doesn't attain the perfection. And he is offering to the Lord, making many offerings. He has no realization of the transcendence of his offerings. I don't see any results. Have no such realization that Prasad is transcendental, the names are transcendental, spiritual. If this is true, these words, that the offenses of the past lives or of this life, due to its effect or staying in the holy places, the prasad, etc., do not give their full results. An offensive person, when he performs the limbs of bhakti, bhajan, etc., what does he need then for him if he gets no results? Is it proper for him to follow all these limbs of bhakti? What he should do? This is a doubt or a question here. Is it useless then to take shelter of Gurudev in this condition? Sri Chakravarti Thakur is raising this doubt. The names of the Lord, residing in the holy place, Shravan Kirtan, etc., Bhagavad Prasad, they never go without giving any result. Never. They always have potency to give spiritual results, but it doesn't manifest its potency. Why? Srila Chakravarti Thakur describes regarding this matter that a person who is without any offenses, he has only two steps to follow to reach his goal. He should chant the names and immediately reaches the spiritual stage. Like Ajamil, he chanted the names, went to Vaikunth. And the non-offensive person, through offenses, our very constitution of this body is made up of offenses. He may be Maybe they are offenses of the past life, or within this life the offenses are performed. Some offenses always remain, generally. That's why the results, we do not attain the full results of the chanting, prasad, etc. That's why for such persons, the steps to, from Shraddha to Prem is in 9 steps. From Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sang, and all these steps, Gurudeva speaking. Ruchi, Asakti, Prem, Bhav, Prem, these 9 steps. About Nirapad, and non-offensive person, it will describe that reading. Oh, the topmost of the Brahman, Vipra. What offenses towards the name? That all the Sukritis of a person is destroyed. What are those offenses? And the spiritual matters also become like material. And he has material mentality towards spiritual objects also. Holy places, it means Vrindavan Dham, Ayodhya, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Navadvip, Puri, they are all transcendental, but we do not have such realizations. We see them as material. What are those offenses which keep a person from such realizations? In the Shastra it is described, just by hearing the glories of the past tense of the law, a person attains fame. In the Bhagavatam, in the very beginning it is shown, immediately, Sakshan, as soon as one person hears the Harikatha, it gives a spiritual result. Like Parikshit Maharaj, in Parikshit Maharaj's heart, immediately he realized the spirituality of these pastimes. What is it that is covering the heart from these pastimes? The Shri Hari's guna, naam, etc. Why don't we see its spirituality? In Bhagavad Dharma, it's seen, person sees, hears the pastime, he develops a desire, and he immediately attains the result. Amongst the Vrindavan Dham, saying Vrindavan gives the result of spiritual results. And one day saying also, it is heard that he gets saved. It is heard. In Karma Purana also it is described similarly. About Mahaprasad also it has been described. Reading. Uddhava is saying these words. The garland, clothes, etc., which are the chief or the remnants of the Lord, are able to give liberation beyond Maya. Hearing again and again about the pastimes, about the Naam, glories of the Lord, or staying in the holy place for a long time, or accepting Bhagavad Prasad, but still one doesn't get the fame. You must understand that there are anarthas in him. Even the anarthas seem to increase in such a person. The anarthas are increasing rather in this person. As a result, that's why he develops material mentality even towards spiritual objects. The most The biggest obstacle on the part of bhakti is nama aparad. What offenses? What should we reject so that we will be able to progress on the path of bhakti. The result of offense is very dangerous, very, very grave. And generally a person turns away from the Lord because of these offenses. The result of the offenses are very grave. That's why, but if an offensive person can bhajan kriya, taking the shelter of Gurudev, he doesn't take, he's not able to accept this. He takes the shelter of Gurudev, but an offensive person, then what does he do after this? He is performing bhajan kriya, etc. He is not able to perform bhajan kriya. That's why he is not able to get any result. The writer of this scripture is speaking. This is natural, of course. But similarly, if a person has very deep offenses, although he has taken the shelter of Gurudev, but anarthas are increasing because his offenses are very grave. If the offenses are grave, then it is difficult for him. But just like when the temperature, person suffering from temperature, when he is not suffering from such high temperatures, fever any longer, then he is able to be served grain and solid food. Similarly, slowly, gradually by performing all these limbs, gradually these anarthas come back, come down, and then he should always, nirantar harinam, he should chant after taking Guru Padashra, he should always chant the harinam, continually. And if Gurudev is alive, then he should go and take his shelter and he should perform intimate service to his Gurudev with Shraddha, with firm faith. Like this, take the shelter of Gurudev and perform bhajan kriya. This is what is spoken about, Guru Padashra and bhajan kriya. When the fever of offenses comes down, then he is able to serve more solid food, gradually. Like that also, Namaprad also, because they are very, the result of offenses, Namaprad is very grave, so slowly, but he will very gradually, slowly he will develop a taste in spiritual matters. Translation. Meaning, the enthusiasm should remain, and it's not that you become weak and leave all your limbs of bhakti. Otherwise, we're not getting any results, leave it. No. Should, with firm faith, you should keep on performing the limbs of bhakti, and gradually you will attain its spiritual results, and then you will develop aruchi towards bhajan, the limbs of bhajan.
So we have been hearing from the Srimad-Bhagavatam meeting to both the cause of the arousal of four types of anandas, that which arises from previous sinful activities, just kriti, with another, that which arises from past activities, to raise the food, with another, that which arises from aparadha with another, and finally bhakti with another. Those anathas or unwanted things which arise from the practice of bhakti yourself. That thing is the performance of satkara bhakti, where bhakti is performed with some material desire, or gaura bhakti, where bhakti is in a secondary position to jnana or karma. Then this type of bhakti, one comes to the stage of charangara ki. Just like on an ocean, there are many small waves. When one begins to perform bhajan, then many things come to that person. If someone speaks Hari Katha, then everyone is attracted, especially the ladies. But there is so much opportunity for worship, like Puja Prasista. Worship, name and fame, and wealth. Especially sannyasis should be very, very careful.
because many ladies will be attracted to hearing from that person. That's the now we should, it's very hard to protect their dharma. And if you do not, be very, very careful, then you will fall down. It's time to pronounce to all mothers, all ladies, as mother and sister. And you should not think this is the mother of my child or even. Therefore, there are five rules of bhakti, Mahaprabhu said. Sarutan, Nam, Chintan, Bhagavan, Chavadan, Maturava, Kusalaya, Nandi, and Sevana. Sakala, Sarutra, Sri Panchandra, Krishna, Krishna, Prama, Dita, Kaisi, Mahatma. These five things are great power to give Krishna and to give Krishna Prama. That is Sarutanga, Association of Devotees, Nam, Chintan, the Chanting of the Holy Name, Bhagavan, Chavana, Hearing, Shavadana, Maturabhad, living in a holy place like Raja Mando, and Shishadeya Murti Sevana. That is worshiping these things in the same place. So, the question may come. Bhakti is completely transcendental. She easily offers all types of perfection. She is completely spiritual. So, in some cases, the doubt may come. Doing satsang for so many years, I'm doing so much hearing and chanting, I'm staying in the holy towns like Vrindavan, Navadvip, or Puri for many years, but still we are not realizing the transcendental nature of the deity, of the holy towns, of Mahaprasad, of the Vaishnavas, or the holy men. Why is it that I'm not getting any results from all these practices of the five minutes of devotion? What offense have I committed? Therefore, it should be understood. Some people even think, well, am I getting any benefit at all taking shelter at the feet of a modified guru by performing bhajan kriya? But Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Prabhupada says, there's never any question of one's not receiving a fruit from the performance of these five means of devotion. All power is inherent within them. But there is a reason why this power is not manifest. Sri Krishna Chakravarti Prabhupada says, for a person who has non-sensual activity, there's only two stages of bhajan. Chanting the holy name, then going to Vaikuntha. When somebody makes no offense, only two stages. Like Jajadil, Narayan, Vaikuntha. But for that person who is committing offense, for that person there will be nine stages of devotion. Like we heard at the beginning, Adol, Shada, Tata, Sansa, Anandamidri, etc. Therefore, for a person who is committing offense, that their development of prayer will be in nine stages. Therefore, we should see what offense are we committing. What offense is there that my degree performed by the worship of the deity is lost? What offense am I doing that I'm not realizing the transcendental nature of the deity? Or the nature of prasadam, or the glories of the holy name. After all, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Sushrubi Tatsana. In 1 second, that person who just desires to hear Bhagavatam, just by desiring to hear Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is so high in 1 second. So I'm doing Srimad Bhagavatam for a long time, but it's not happening to me. Bhagavatam gives again and again the examples of prayer being achieved in 1 second. You have Nama Sriti Mataka, Pula Bhavati Niva, just by hearing one, the heart becomes fulfilled to you. So, also, Shastri says, Vita Mekha Nivasana, Kami Bhakti Pujayate, if one stays in Vrindavan even one night, so guarantee Kami Bhakti. The 11th chanter, Bhagavan, Buddha says, Bhakti Krishna, by wearing your prasadam mala, your prasadam mala, taking your mahaprasad, chandan, flowers, I will easily cross the grip of mine. Then Buddha says, what is the meaning of achieving prayer that I will even become free from anansas? It's just being the condition of kamsa. He was living here in the holy town, but he could not understand the transcendental nature of Raja Mandal or Sri Krishna. Therefore, because of offense, either committed in his life or in previous life, the Kratamika and the Guni, previous, now we committed offenses or offenses committed a long time ago, because of these offenses, we are Krishna mindful, opposed to the service of Bhagavan. Even Shemana, we have not fearful of committing offense. So we should not think that there is no result in performing these activities like taking shelter of the feet of Gurudev or performing Bhajana Kriya. Result is there because of past offenses we cannot understand that result. The example is given just like a person who has a very keen fever. Then you give him a big chapa called Sasi Rai, Sri Rai, Nadu Mahua. What? If they don't taste it, then we shot? So when taste is there, but because of fever, we cannot taste it. But by taking medicine, that's Sadhu Sangha, by taking medicine and practicing, then that fever will go away. And as much as that fever disappears, to that degree you'll develop again tasting, eating. But it's like a person who has a strong fever. They take the medicine, then one day they can eat a little bit, the next day they eat a little bit more. Then when they're strong, they can eat everything. So someone who's committed offenses in this life or in previous life, they will have no taste in Shravan and Kirtan. Therefore, taking shelter of the feet of Gurudev is not useless. Performing the limbs of devotion is not useless. Result is there, and at the current time, that result will manifest to you. Therefore, what should we do? One should constantly chant the holy name. And as long as Gurudev is present as well, one should serve him with Vishwamedha Guru Seva. One should serve him full of intimacy. Then, that degree that fever goes, one will attain. By performing service to Gurudev and chanting the holy name, the aparadha will disappear, then one will have taste in Hari Bhajan. Therefore, Krishna, the essence of all this is being don't lose your enthusiasm. Always be enthusiastic. Don't leave because I could not achieve Gopi Bhajan in one day. Slowly, slowly, practice the means of devotional patience and everything will come to you. Go Brahmana Mandi.
Hare Krishna, কালকে আমরা আসল ধামে যাব একটা থেকে সকালে দশটা সময় বেড়াওয়া হবে আবার ওখানে বেশি জায়গা নয় সেই জন্য ব্রতজন এবং ছেলেগুলো অসুস্থ লোক ওখানে না যাওয়াই ভালো tomorrow we are waiting for Ananda. We have arranged 8 buses and there will be no number on the buses. You can board any bus you want.
Yeah.
And then in the morning we will leave from here. The buses will come 9 in the morning and by 10 o'clock after breakfast we should be leaving. 8 buses would be available and those who are elderly people, sick or children, they should not go because there is not much accommodation in Anandam that we can take rest and, you know, be comfortable. But Gurudev is going, everybody is welcome. Chal hum log Anandam subah 10 baje ka snan karenge. दस बजे हम यहाँ से प्रस्थान करेंगे श्री गुरुदेव जी वहाँ पर बना रहे हैं और आप तो जिसमें प्रसाद पाकर शोभा यात्रा में भाग लेंगे उसके बाद रात को प्रसाद पाकर लगभग 8-9 बजे तक यहाँ पर पहुंच पाएंगे बूढ़े वृद्ध और बच्चे या बीमार लोग ना जाए वही अच्छा है क्योंकि वहाँ पर जिसमें आराम करने का रहने का सबके लिए कमरे नहीं प्राप्त होंगे एक हॉल है उसी में सबको रहना पड़ेगा इसलिए जो लोग जाना चाहें जाए वृद्ध लोग न जाए तो
कृष्ण पार्टी जाए सन्यासी और सन्यासी करता हूँ देवी को
समस्त ब्रह्मचारी सन्यासी साधु लोग सभी जाएंगे परंतु बाबा जी जाते थे निवेदन करे जाता वृद्ध महिला एवं मानुष है बालक तारा जावेद का एक तो आज की बात के रात्रि आपका फिर वो नोटिस हुआ है परसों दिन हमारे संत ग्राम परिक्रमा হবে সকলে যেতে পারবেন না, অসুবিধা হবে। এই জন্য আপনারা থাকবেন এখানে, আগামীকালও বিশ্রাম করে পরশুদিন আমাদের গ্রামে যাওয়া হবে। আর যারা বিবাহ আছেন যারা অল্প দেখছি ওখানে গেলে কোনো অসুবিধা নাই, আর ওখানে আমরা জনসংখ্যানে যাব তার করে।
Hare Krishna, yesterday I went to doctor, doctor told, during class, attention please, we had to doctor yesterday, and if you are before doctor class, I have got a medical book on from there, don't come to close to Gurudev. Now the doctor told me, 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 Hare
Krishna. Then, from December 15th to February 15th, 2 months in Birmingham, in Singapore from that one month, there will be a seminar by a person under the name of her. The first topic will be 1 month seminar on introductory practices of Christian practices called back to basics, especially for very brand new devotees. For instance, the Chinese devotees have expressed on the interest. And we said that it is so it is not fun to be visual and you'll be able to get feeling from the
camera.
Also, the second one will be doing the seminar. Now, here,
your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial. Welcome to Airtel. For calling within India, dial 0 by. Your available talk time is 814 minutes.
So, is there class tomorrow?
Haribo?
Haribo. So, is there class tomorrow morning before the Purkhamar?
I think so.
Okay, you want to call me if there is?
Okay. You can just call if you want. You can just call at 5:15.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, but no class tomorrow night then, I think, because that's the parade.
Okay. How's Shamarani Didi?
She's a little better. The fever is gone, but she's just really achy. Everything hurts.
All right, send her my dandavats, please.
Okay, I will.
Radhe Shyam.
Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Giri Govind.